Now listen very carefully to this morning's message, which will not end here, but which we transmit into action. It's not just a matter of talking about it. We need to put it into action. And we have prepared processes to empower us to put it into action. And listen very, very carefully. The secrets you need to know. The secrets you need to know. The secrets you need to know. Sisters, what did I say just now? Let me hear the sisters speak out like evangelists. And the brothers, listen very, very carefully. In Psalm 25, verse 14, we see one of the deepest verses in scripture, which a lot of people just gloss over it without thinking about it deeply. Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, 14. If you are there, say yes. It says this: the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Have we found that scripture? Can we read it together? Let's go. Can you read it again, beloved? Can you now shout it loud and clear? Now that verse alone, number one, is telling you that the Lord has secrets. Number two, he's saying that not everyone knows the secrets. The secrets are only deposited into the camp of some people. Then number three, he's talking about covenant of God. That a lot of people know that there is covenant, but God does not show them that covenant. Say, but he will show them, those people who know the secrets will also know the covenant. Have you ever wondered, these secrets of the Lord, what are they? Have you ever wondered in your mind, why should God keep secret with some people? Keep secret from some people. He won't let them know it. Then he will show them to some people. Why does God do that? These are questions to be asked. And I want you to understand that very well. There are human beings still present, living on earth, who can tell you the name of the president the next 10 years, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, in different countries. They know it, but they are not allowed to talk. There are human beings who know the outcome of whatever is happening, but they may just keep quiet and smile, because they have a knowledge or a secret you do not know. This is a serious morning here today, and I'd like you to understand deeply what we're teaching now. Now in Amos chapter 3, Amos chapter 3 verse 7, Amos 3, 7. When you walk past through the book of Daniel, you get to Hosea, from Hosea you get to Amos. Amos 3, 7. I'll wait for you if you are there, say yes. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. When you come to a place like Mountain of Fire, you come with your Bible. We're not doing magic here. You must come with your Bible. The Bible is Old Testament, New Testament, not New Testament and Psalm, no. Your bag is not fashionable if it cannot contain a Bible. In Amos chapter 3, verse 7, it says, surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The Lord God will do nothing until he has revealed it to his servants, the prophets. Whether he wants his servants to talk to you about it or not is another story. The first scripture says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The second one says that surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals this to his servants, the prophets. You have to fear God. You have to become his servant, the prophet, in order to have access to those secrets of God. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he'll reveal his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. I've shared this here before, but I must share it again today. I'm not tired of sharing it. Because those two episodes, They shook me to my roots. They shook me to my roots and they challenged my spiritual life. If you are asking me to point to two things that help me to become aggressive with my life, with myself, you want to know certain things that catapulted me and ignited me and challenged me, I'll share them with you. Some of you must have heard me sharing them before, because I'm never tired of sharing them. I was a small boy and we were going to a church. Our pastor in that church was a strange man. We call him the bearded pastor. Bearded. This man was almost 10 years my age. We were having a revival service and we were doing praises and worship. I was at the back of the church, at the door, at the back. And I too was clapping and I was singing with them. All of a sudden, a woman came in with a baby at the back and she joined the worship. All of a sudden, immediately that woman stood by my side with the baby at her back. This old man, the pastor, ran from the pulpit to the back door. He ran there and he faced the woman standing by my side. He said, "You, never, never again in your life must you come into my program with your head upside down." Head upside down. I thought the woman was going to fight. She said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Are you calling me this? Are you calling me that? Well, she said, "Daddy, sorry. I won't do it again." She was standing by my side. She had a baby at the back. She was standing straight with her legs. Yes, somebody said she's upside down. I did not see her that way. All I saw was a woman with a baby at the back. I was troubled. Trouble for my life. That I call myself a young man. And the Bible says, the old man shall dream dreams. The young man shall see vision. Here is the old man seeing the vision. I'm by her side. I cannot see anything. I said, what kind of wala is this? Supposedly this woman wants to even harm me now. I cannot even see. I was terribly challenged. It drove me to prayers. I had to go and seek the face of the Lord for what is known as the power of open eyes. What did I call the power? Power of what? It made me to understand the prayer of the psalmist who says, "Lord, open my eyes that I may see." It made me to understand his prayer. The psalmist is not physically blind. It made me to know that the eye the man was talking about was the inside one. It now made sense. Now, it made sense too when a whole army came after Elisha and his servant was crying, my father, we're in trouble. My father, we're in trouble. And Elisha was laughing. Said, "God, open his eyes, let him see." And God temporarily opened the eyes of that servant. Then he saw that those who were with them were more than those who were with them. He saw it. The miracle, the power of open hearts. I'm praying for somebody here. That whatever spiritual cataract is in your eyes, that is not allowing you to see what will move you forward, let them catch fire now. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. A sovereign Father, man. Was this not what happened to that brother in Oshogbo? Who got married. And when they got home from the reception, the woman said, "Hello? As from now, me, I am the husband. You are the wife." I said, "What nonsense is that? I come from a family of hunters. Women don't address us like that. Do you understand? Keep your mouth shut." The woman laughed. Say, "I am the husband. You are the wife." The man said, "Shut up." The woman went to the back of the man, gave him a big slap on his bum bum. Pwah! What happened? The woman became alive. It will manifest. 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 In the name of Jesus. That was the first thing that shook me as a young man. I knew that if I could have those open eyes, it will enhance my destiny. It will enhance my destiny. And I thank God for that. I thank God really, really seriously for that. It helped me tremendously. While I was a young man, I did not have any girlfriend. I was not interested at all. My interest was something else. I was able to concentrate on what I wanted, because at that time the eyes were already open and I could see a lot of people messing up their life. I'm praying for all the young people who are here that may the Lord open your eyes. You don't know the impact of that prayer. I said, may the Lord open your eyes. Let your amen be Alexander. And you parents that are here, may the Lord open the eyes of your children. A louder amen. The second episode that challenged me, that time I was older, I was in the choir. In that church, there is what you call processional hymn. There is also recessional hymn. During processional hymn, the choristers will go outside the church. All the elders and the pastor will go outside the church and they pray. While they are outside there, somebody calls out the processional hymn and the organist begins to play. Then we all slowly, while singing that hymn, we march into the service. Now after the processional hymn, then the first hymn. So we gathered that Sunday and we're about to pray before we go inside the church. All of a sudden, a car stopped at the front of the church and one of our superintendents came out, an old man who died last month at the age of 101. He came out. Immediately we said, Baba, welcome. All of us were happy. And as a rule in that ministry, once an older pastor comes in, he takes charge of the service. So immediately he came, our pastor kept to one side. He said, Baba, you are here. Over to you. We have not even prayed. And the old man said, let us pray. He said, let somebody among the elders lead us in prayer. And the elder began to pray. All of a sudden, the old man said, shut up! How dare you put a calabash under your agbada and you are praying in my presence? Let another person pray. Another person prayed. I was not the same again. Completely troubled. The man has been playing on our head before now. And we didn't know he had a calabash. We've been there together with him for years. This old man does not stay in our church. Just came for a visit one day. And within 2 minutes of staying in our midst, was able to locate that somebody had a calabash. And I was there singing under him. What trouble is this? It challenged me. I catapulted my life. It made me to go into dry fast. I can't continue like this. Dry fast. I must be able to locate the enemy. I must stop seeing men after the flesh. I must see them for who exactly they are. Whether I talk or not does not matter, but I must see them for who they are. I am praying for somebody here. Every hidden enemy around your environment, fire shall expose them. Fire shall expose them. Fire shall expose them. Fire shall expose them. Establish for them. In the school of victory, information is very, very important. In the school of victory, information is very important. In the school of spiritual success, secret is the vice chancellor. That's why people say power is to have access to the mysteries and secrets of God. Information will transform a man. Lack of information will deform a man. A child of God without information is an accident waiting to happen. But the truth is this. And as a child of God who wants all-round victory, you should be able to key into the secrets of the power of God. I shared with you here years back. A man prayed with tears.
that, Father, why is my life like this? Show me the secrets of my life. He was asking for a particular secret. Because this man, anywhere he goes, people will be hailing him, Gasa, how are you, sir? He was looking fat, comfortable, well fed. People will be going to him to say, please, lend me some money. Not knowing that he himself borrowed his bus fare to get there. Looking at him, people just go to him and say, help us, you look prosperous, help us. He prayed until that day. He said, son, your problem is in the praise name they give to you in your family. Your praise name, your praise poem they sing for you. The Lord said, do you remember that thing? Read it one by one. Started reading. Omo this, omo that, omo this, omo that. Until he got to somewhere in the middle where they said, omo ajoko ya maru. It will be suffering and we will get him fat. It was his praise name. When he got there, the Lord said, that's it. That is what has been stamped on your head. May any negative secret code affecting your life negatively be scattered now. Let them be scattered. 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 In the name of Jesus. A stand before the man. Now listen. God is a secret keeper. God has secrets. God is a secret keeper. God has secrets. Access and insight into that secret of God will bring you uncommon success. Any talent you have, anything you know how to do, access and insight into the secrets of God will give you uncommon success above all your colleagues. God's ways are higher from our ways. So when you have access to his secrets, you get outstandingly higher results. Now, if somebody here this morning, your results shall be outstanding. And men will gather at your results. There is also a place called the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High. If you hide in that secret place, no one can kill you before your time. The secret place of the Most High God. God knows all things and is willing to reveal beneficial secrets to us. To be quite honest with you, your placement in life is determined by the secrets made available to you. In Lagos here, a woman with 5 sons, all 5 sons could not go beyond primary 1. They were all dunces, all 5. That's what drove her to the mountain of fire. This was 94. All 5 sons never got beyond primary 1. In fact, when he took 2 of them to home lessons, the teacher passionately begged her not to bring them back. They are unteachable. That's what drove the woman here. She prayed. The kind of prayer I'm going to ask you to start praying as from tonight. She prayed. Anytime she prayed, she sees a menstrual pad. She did not understand. Menstrual pad. Anytime she prayed, menstrual pad. Then she brought it to my attention. We started praying. Then instruction came. Go back to your hometown. Go to that place. The house, the family house. Go to the room you were sleeping when you were a young lady. You will see a crack in the wall. Inside that crack, whatever you find there, break. She didn't believe it. Said, it's nothing there. That's where I grew up. Nana, it's nothing there. Yo, if you don't want to help me, let me know. She went. Put an inside the crack. She brought out 5 menstrual pads that had been there beginning from 1957. 5 that they were putting there. So all those 5 things
represented the manipulation of the 5 children that she had. She brought them to Lagos. They were anointed and burnt. One of those 5 boys is now a graduate. But what happened to her? Happened to her a long, long time ago. While she was a young lady. I'm praying for somebody here. Any secret of your life that has happened and you are not even aware, may you receive deliverance today. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. So a secret then is a piece of information that only a certain people know. Some people don't know it. At least the menstrual part of that lady, the witches that put it there, they know. A secret then is information kept from your knowledge or from your view. A concealed information. An information that is not expressed. That's a secret. An information beyond ordinary understanding. An undisclosed information. A classified information. That's what we call secret. God prospers us by instruction. The more secrets of God you know, the more outstanding and resounding your success will be. It is the secret from God that you can use to overcome the obstacles on your way. No wonder the Bible says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." The world has gotten to a place now where spiritual developer actor in your generation. And you will be able to defeat your seen and unseen enemies. Being spiritual positions you against future hazards. It enlightens you when the best decision sounds unreasonable. Best decision is unreasonable, so you didn't want to take it. Being spiritual is like a spiritual tonic. It makes you ageless. It ensures that you are not hopeless. And it gives you spiritual sight. A woman went to the stream to fetch water. The stream had a narrow pathway. A 7-year-old girl was fetching water at that time. So this woman felt that the girl was wasting too much time. He said, "Well, I have no time to waste." So she pulled her away. Although it was the turn of that 7-year-old girl. But she pulled her away because she felt the girl was wasting time. And she fetched her own water and left. Now she got home in the night. Without knocking of door. A creature enter into a room. Half human, half animal. She could recognize the face because the upper face was human. The other part was animal. It was the face of the girl she cheated at the stream. I said, whether you want to enter the ground, enter it now. So you remember me? So you just think you can deal with anybody anyhow. I was the lady you maltreated by the stream. It's now time for me to discipline you. She knelt down and began to beg. "Please, please, I didn't know that you are like this." "Say what? That's an insult too." "Lie down. Remove your skirt." "Say ha. Please, remove your pants. Please." A whip showed up. Wow. Wow. Started beating this woman. All the time this was happening, she had forgotten about Jesus. When the pain became much, now she said, "Jesus, Jesus!" Was then the creature disappeared. But she kept quiet. She did not tell anybody what happened to her until the enemy almost killed her. A spiritual person, if you are deep spiritually, there are certain things that will not happen to you. I am praying for somebody here. Any secrets of your life in the hand of the enemy that they are using as a ladder to climb into your destiny, let that secret evaporate from their account. Let it evaporate from their hands. Let it evaporate. 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 In the name of Jesus. A stand for the man. The Almighty keeps secret, especially about things
that defy human logic. God keeps secrets. Some people will misuse the information. Some people lack maturity to keep secrets. So God keeps it from them. But when you have access to the secrets of the Lord, then you have what to call the confidence of the Lord. May you have that confidence. When you have access to the secrets of the Lord, then you have uncommon faith. Your faith will be extraordinary. Because it's like winning before you fight. You know what the result will be before you start. Then you become very careful the way you live your life. Where are we driving to this moment? There are secrets from God you need to learn in order to move forward in life. There are secrets from God that will bring you sweatless transformation. There is a secret from heaven that can give you a turnaround breakthrough in whatever you are doing. One secret from heaven like this will transform your life forever. That's why somebody has said, the recipe for constant ignorance is to be satisfied with your own opinion, contented with your own knowledge. Then you'll be forever ignorant. And modern day man, sometimes, it's like the story of that man wanted to swim in a river. But somebody has told him that there are crocodiles in that river. So when he got there, he asked the person in charge of the river, are there crocodiles in this river? And I said, no, not a single crocodile. But the man was disturbed. I said, if there are no alligators or crocodiles, what are these gray forms that I see? Just the back is shooting up, these gray forms. I said, are you sure these ones are not crocodiles? No, the man said, no, not crocodiles. I said, but those gray forms you are seeing, they are the sharks. Sharks that drove away the crocodile. So there were crocodiles there before. These sharks have driven them away. There is tendency in this our time for modern technology, education, psychology, medicine to look like solution to our problems. And sometimes when we start using them as solo solution, it's like we're swapping crocodiles for sharks. You are dropping crocodile, you are picking sharks. I'm praying that the Lord, in His wisdom, will address somebody here today at the point of your needs. What are those secrets you need to know? What are the secrets you need to know? There are 14 of them. 14 of them. If you do not know these secrets, it can lead to failure in the market square of life. The first secret you need to know is the secret of who you are. Who are you? That's the first secret. You need to cry to God, oh Lord, show me who I am. Oh Lord, show me beneficial secrets about my life. Who am I really? If my name was to be entered into a dictionary, how will I define myself? How can you expect to understand others when you don't understand yourself? Some breakthrough will not come until you discover who you are. It's a sad thing when a man is suffering from the worst ignorance. The most horrible ignorance is the ignorance of yourself. Until you discover who you are, you can never achieve your greatest goal. When two people who do not know who they are decide to marry, there will be confusion and disaster. There are many people in our world who are present but absent. They arrive on earth but they did not show up. That's why in most situations, you rarely meet real people. It is rare that you meet real people. Most people you meet are not real people. Most people you meet are those who have become what people say they are. What people say they are. Or what their parents want them to become. Or what the environment has made them. Or what they make themselves. What the enemy has made them. Not what God wants them to be. Very sad.
If you are to be effective,
you must discover who you are. One girl many years ago in the church I pastored in Makoko prayed this dangerous prayer. Lord, show me who I am. Lord, show me who I am. God opened her eyes. She was standing somewhere. Her three closest friends were standing close to her, and each person began to introduce themselves. The first friend said, I'm a cow. Second friend said, I'm a goat. The third friend said, I'm a dog. She now opened her own mouth and said, I'm a leaf. This lady was a regular psychiatric patient. That's what drove her to the prayer. When she now heard, I am a leaf, she now understood. You know, the wind blows the leaf anywhere. Then she saw that her friend who said, I am a dog, that one can sleep with anything. There are people, beloved, household wickedness, who saw their destiny the day they were born, had recreated the destiny now to something opposite to what they're supposed to be. I am praying for somebody here. Every demonic recreation of your destiny, I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel it. 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 In the name of Jesus. So it's important for you to discover who you are.
Yeah?
Say no. Are you that prophet? Say no. Say, then who are you?
Say,
I am the voice of him that cried in the wilderness. Make straight the path of the Lord. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain shall be made plain. I am not the Christ. I am a forerunner. The man knew who he was. He was able to answer. And you need to be able to answer that question. And it's very serious prayers. Because the enemy does not want people to find out who they are. Serious prayers. Psychedelic prayers will not help. The prayer that will show you who you are is not the prayer you put one hand in your pocket and say, good God, I want to experience your power. I want to experience your glory. I'm going to praise your name.
Hey.
It won't help. Professional prayers will not help.
Heavenly Father, unto whom all hearts are opened and all desires known, mercifully grant that thy servant be delivered from the hands of the oppressor. We beseech thee, O Lord.
That one too will not help. That may be able to help in the early 20s or 30s. It won't help. The dancing songs cannot help. The proverbial prayers will not help too. The man with the long hand to deliver his children from dungeon. When gorilla is beating the tree will beat it like a drum. That will not help. Why is that one in the Bible? Occultic prayers. 6 and 7 books of Moses. When Moses never wrote any 6 or 7 book. Secret use of Psalm. There is no secret use of Psalm. Psalm is Psalm. All the incantations. The resecution, Amok. The kanka who should kanka the person's life. Will just be like fertilizers, all those ones. You must discover who you are. And that you cannot do with gentle prayers. If not, the person becomes a vagabond in the journey of life. So what is the first secret you need to know? Sorry? Who you are. So when they say, who are you? Should be able to answer. This is my destiny. This is my destiny. This is what the Lord wants me to do. You may be looking at me now as if I'm a failure. You may be looking at me now as if I'm going to continue like this. It's not true. I know who I am. I know what I'm going to become. You need to have that kind of secret in your possession. So you know what to do. You know where to go. The second secret that you need to know. You need to know the secrets of the Lord, which we have been discussing since. Knowledge of that secret will move your destiny forward. That is the second secret. Secret number 3 you need to know. You need to know the secrets of your enemies. When you understand the secrets of your enemy, then
you are able to locate the unprotected forehead of your Goliath. You are able to have a stone that will bring your Goliath down. You need to know your enemy. A man of God, he has never done any deliverance before. He doesn't understand the means of deliverance. He used to laugh at mountain of fire. Oh, prayer is not this hard now. You guys, relax. So hard. You have to relax. That's how the man talks. So, it's okay. He went to a learning for a crusade, and he got there. Instead of him to just stick to his normal message, 7 steps to getting money, 10 steps of overcomer. Nobody knows what came on me that day. He took microphone. Said, all you witches in this city, I've come to announce to you that I'm here. If you are bold enough, come out and confront me now. I'm telling you. He stopped, talk. The crusade, and went back home. When he woke up in the morning, he found himself on the street with his bed clothes on top of him. When he woke up, he did not find himself in his bed inside the room. He found himself on the street with his cover clothes on him. When he opened his eyes and he saw, "Gee, how did I get here?" And said, "Daddy, why did you sleep outside today? This place is dangerous. So a vehicle can run over you." You must know the enemy you are fighting. 4. You must know what you are doing here. What you are doing on this earth. You need to know it. You may be doing the wrong things. 5. You must know where you are going. Your destination. You must know it. The secret of it, you must know it. 6. You must know the secret of where to throw your net in the ocean of life. The secret of where to throw your net in the ocean of life. 7. You must know when the role of somebody in your destiny is over. Once the role of somebody in your destiny is over, let them go. 8. You must know the secret of who to meet and who to miss. There are some people you should never meet. There are some people you should never miss. There are some human beings, to meet them is disaster. It should have been better not to meet them at all. You're able to know the secret of who to see, who not to see. 9. You must know the secret about the horse of your destiny, so that servants will not take the horse from you. 10. You must know the secret of your correct position. Your correct position in life. Because your location determines your allocation. 11. You must know the secret of who to marry. You must be able to get information from God before you go into marriage, so that you not marry a deficit. 12. You must know the secret about the evil power of your father's house. You must know the secret about the evil power of your father's house. Whether you like it or not, beloved, there is like father, like son, demon. There is like mother, like daughter, demon. They are available and they are tormenting men and women. You need to research into your father's house and know the powers thereof so you can deal with it. 13. You must pray to know the secret behind your problems. Pray to know the secret behind your problems. It's important you do that. It was in Akure in those days. We had a revival. Who will always sleep when the exam comes? He got home and found the pot under his bed. His brain is inside his head, according to medicine. But according to the man of God, the brain is inside that pot. I'm praying for anyone here that any organ of your body is in the possession of darkness, that you be delivered in the name of Jesus. 14. You need to know the secrets of your day. Your day of glory, your day of joy, you must be able to identify them. We have prayers to pray here today. Three things that I need to say more before we start praying now. Three solid things. I had a friend, a pastor. He was running the church. The church was not growing at all. People come today, next week they don't turn up. Not a lot is happening there. One day after the service, armed robbers came into the church. It was the only one left in church. He said, "Pastor, how are you today?" He said, "Fine." "So of course you can see that we're armed robbers." He said, "Yes, I can see. Because you have guns." "So what can I do to help you?" "Yeah, no problem, Pastor. No problem at all. Pastor, relax, relax. No problem. All we need is just today's offering." "Ah." I said, "Today's offering." I said, "Ah. There are not plenty of people here. The offering, even before I collect it, the poor and the needy, who will take it away? They already have queued up. So even the one who collected today, I've shared it to the poor and the needy in the church. There is nothing left." The armed robber said, "There is no money left. You shared it to the poor in the church, as handsome as you are." I said, "Sorry, why don't you go and look for another job?" The armed robbers was advising the pastor to go and look for another job. He said, "Okay, since you have no money, you're a man of God, we can't kill you. Bye-bye." And one of them turned back and said, "Will they? Now why share me?" They left. That drove my friend into serious prayers. This is insulting. He prayed hard. As he was doing night vigil in that church, that was a prophecy. He said, "Son, dig this place. The problem is not the people. The problem is your location. Dig this place." I said, "But it's concrete. That is concrete." I said, "Were you the one that built it?" I said, "No, I bought it like that." "Dig it." He began to dig. Dig. He began to dig. Almost 6 feet down, he found a live tortoise. Live tortoise. Inside that hole. He brought the tortoise out, destroyed the tortoise. By next Sunday, he was renting canopy to put outside. Immediately you locate the secret and you deal with it, the result can be like magic. But if you don't know, the ignorance is a killer. You say, "Okay, how do I know these things?" The first key is the fear of God. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and we show them His covenant. The fear of God. A God-fearing person is very obedient to God. A God-fearing people does not follow evil. A God-fearing people is devoted to what is good. A God-fearing person obeys God's command and discipline. A God-fearing person will not come to church, sit down, and be chewing chewing gum inside the church. A God-fearing person will not sit down in church. Someone is going on out, somebody is answering phone call. It means you have no reference for God. A God-fearing person has awesome reference for God. Awesome reference. And the person will be addicted to a holy life. Holiness within and without. A God-fearing people does not follow people to do evil. That's the fear of God. It says, the secrets of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Number two. You want to key yourself into the secrets of God. Number two. You must serve God wholeheartedly. Many of us come to church, we don't do anything to serve the Lord. Some have no group, no association, you are doing nothing to serve God. You just come like that, you just go away like that. You can't treat the house of your father like that, and you expect him to be telling you his own secret. And some are very stingy as far as God is concerned. You are celebrating a bad day. You spend 3.5 million naira to celebrate bad day. And then when you are giving bad day offering, 100 naira. So those people who came to eat your rice, were they the ones that preserved your life? Three. Targeted inquiry prayers. Targeted inquiry prayers. Targeted inquiry prayers will kill you into that. Now, all of you must have a paper in your hand. If you have this paper, can you wave it at me? If you don't have, the ushers will give it to you. For those of you who want to practice what we preach here today, beginning from tonight, anytime within 12, midnight and 1, start with this prayer program. The one for Monday is there, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then when we gather here on Sunday, we now conclude the prayers on this paper. Collect the paper. Don't sleep. If you know you will fall asleep at 12 o'clock, put on your alarm clock. 12 midnight, wake up. Read the confession there and start the prayers. 7 prayers is to give you the secret you need to know. 3 is to stop the rubbish and nonsense going on in Nigeria. That's what is in this paper. The first 7 is for the secrets of God. The secrets you need to know. The last 3 is to put a stop to the rubbish and nonsense the enemy is doing now in the nation. That's what this prayer is all about. I didn't say fast too. Fasting is not needed. The fasting that is needed is for you to remain awake within 12 and 1. I didn't say pray from 12 to 1. No. I said pray it within 12 and 1. If it's 30 minutes, pray it within 12 and 1. 1 hour, pray it within 12 and 1. If the Lord is leading you to pray it longer, you are free. That's the practical. When you have done this, when we now gather next Sunday, we now put a seal on those prayers you've been praying. And the Lord said, the testimonies shall be awesome. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Well, see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, these prayers cannot help you until you surrender to Jesus. So where you are, while all eyes are closed, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a secret you need to know about whatever you are doing. And it is the will of God to reveal the secrets to you. But like I told you, treasures are never found on the surface. You have to dig deep to get it. Therefore, the prayer this morning, they are very deep prayers. If your gele will disturb you, take it away and put it there. If your headgear will disturb you, put it down now. Because it's a very serious matter. If you receive this singular information, your life takes a new dimension. That's your business you are doing. Just one secret from heaven for that business, it will overshadow other businesses. But you need to dig deep to find it. And digging deep is not an easy work. It's a serious matter. All eyes closed. I just came today to explain to you the program. The major prayer is the one in your hand and the one on Sunday. Unfortunately, the one that I gave to you in your hand, I cannot do it for you. If I can do it for you, I will have done it, but I cannot. You have to do it by yourself. So you have to do it by yourself. Because keying into the access of God is an individual matter. There is no corporate knowledge of God. You have to know God personally, individually. There is no corporate secret revelation. God will reveal your own secret to you as individuals. Listen and listen to me very carefully. A woman prayed seriously one day. It was her marriage she was praying about. But as she was praying, she was not sleeping. Jesus walked into her room and said, okay, you want information? I tell you. So I won't start with your husband. I know you are praying about your husband, but I won't start with that one. Let me start with your baby. She had a newly born baby in her hand. And she now saw that baby. And another picture of that baby when that baby will become 20 years old. And the Lord said, you see that baby in your hand? Although he's young, the enemy has put something in his life there that will not manifest until he's 20. How would she have known this, if not that she was requesting to know secrets? The Lord said, command that thing to die in the life of the baby now, and it will not manifest when the baby is 20. What an amazing and a strange world that something could be hidden in the life of a newly born child, which will hide, so you won't know who did it until the boy is 20. Meaning that they can put something in somebody's life and the thing will not manifest until you are 50 or 60 or 70. This first prayer I want you to pray. If you pray it and you lose your voice and there's a breakthrough, you have succeeded. Say, dark power assigned to redesign my destiny. Can I hear you shouting, Israel? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Refuse to be recreated. Refuse to be recreated. Open your mouth. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to become more serious with this prayer. I was seeing somebody amongst the choir here. They're changing your head. Pray more. See what will happen to you.
Dark power assigned to recreate me. You are a liar.
Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. That's right. Yes. Today is today. Continue. Something is happening. Continue. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Yes. Look at what is happening. Destinies have been changed. Say this is what I'm going to say my own. This is prayer for the seriously minded people. Spiritual blindness. Spiritual deafness. Spiritual dumbness. Can you shout those three things? Shout it again. Shout it again. In my life. Death. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. The Capota Sapoli Katanda. Rubos Taponda Kayabo Shente Rabakayaba. Yes.
yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. These next two prayers. Please. I especially beg you. Don't allow the voice of the next person to overshadow your. It's a very serious prayer. I want you to pray it with anger in your heart. Every power mocking my God. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Open your mouth, open your mouth and say it. Jesus. 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 Aha, aha, aha. Today is today. Receive your breakthrough. Receive it. Receive it, 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 receive it. Aha, aha, aha. Riapali Katasanta. Jesus, then we pray. Wonderful. Wonderful. Every power challenging my prayers. Is that the loudest you can shout this prayer? Your voice is not loud, you know. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Bakatika ya boshanta. Amen. Sing this song with uncompromising fire before you now move into this next prayer. Holy Ghost, destroy, destroy. Holy Ghost, destroy, destroy. Holy Ghost, destroy, destroy. Holy Ghost, torment, torment, torment. Holy Ghost, torment, torment us. Holy Ghost, torment, torment us. Holy Ghost, destroy, destroy, yeah. Holy Ghost, destroy, destroy, yeah. Master Poly Katana Bokaya Boshata. Yes, 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 yes. Anything which is talk, lie, no go possible, lie. Holy Ghost, mentor. To turn my glory to shame. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Name we pray. A servant for the man. Stretch your two hands towards this altar and let your amen be dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, let these hands that are stretched forth carry the fire of God. Let his hands that are stretched forth carry the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let his hands that are stretched forth carry uncommon anointing. Let his hands that are stretched forth carry the fire of the God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus, use the hand to grip your head. Two hands to grip your head. And keep it there. For now, don't say anything. Just keep it there like that. And don't say anything. Father, anyone in this gathering whose glory has been exchanged, as that hand is on the head now, let heaven begin to cause a reversal right now. Anyone here whose air, the air on the head, is in a demonic coven, let the fire of the God of Elijah begin to set such people free now. Receive the touch of the fire. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, receive that touch. Receive that touch. Receive that touch. Every pollution from the marine world in anybody's life here be melted away now. In the name of Jesus, every token from the waters, every token from witchcraft, every token of familiar spirit troubling anyone's destiny, let them be roasted now. In the name of Jesus, that's the fire of God coming upon you.
as you go into this week,
I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Cover your family with the blood of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness for Nigeria, let the agenda backfire in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, let them eat their flesh and drink their own blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray.